Just hours after Donald Trump's controversial gun comments in Wilmington Tuesday, the National Rifle Association announced it's spending $3 million on ads attacking Hillary Clinton in battleground states, including North Carolina. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
For quite some time now, North Carolina airwaves have been a Trump-free zone, at least in terms of ads, with no spots running from pro-Trump groups or the campaign itself. That is about to change. Specifics on the ad buy are sparse, but federal filings show the NRA will run ads in North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. And the anti-Hillary Clinton ad is already up on the internet.
She's one of the wealthiest women in politics. Combined income, $30 million. Tours the world on private jets. Protected by armed guards for 30 years. But she doesn't believe in your right to keep a gun at home for self-defense.
The ad goes on to call Clinton
an out-of-touch hypocrite. She'd leave you defenseless.
It's a continuation of what's become a key Trump talking point, that Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. It's a claim that Clinton denies and that political fact-checkers have repeatedly ruled false. Still, the attack ad marks an important change in one way. Pro-Trump groups no longer seem satisfied with staying out of the ad war in what is seen as a must-win state for the Republican presidential nominee. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.